Because all creativity and labor that goes into designing story and character must finally be realized on the page, let's look at the text, dialogue and description, and the craft that guides its writing. Then, beyond text, let's examine the poetics of story, the image systems embedded in words that ultimately result in filmic images enriched in meaning and emotion. Eavesdrop on any coffee shop conversation, and you realize in a heartbeat you'd never put that slush on screen. Real conversation is full of awkward pauses, poor word choices and phrasing, non sequiturs. It seldom makes a point or achieves closure. But that's okay, because conversation isn't about point-making and closure-achieving. It's what psychologists call keeping the channel open. Talk is how we develop and change relationships. When two friends meet on the street and talk about the weather, don't we know that theirs isn't a conversation about the weather? What is being said? I am your friend. Let's take a minute out of our busy day and stand here in each other's presence and reaffirm that indeed we are friends. They might talk about sports, weather, shopping, anything, but as always, the scene is not about what the scene is about. Screen dialogue, therefore, must have the swing of everyday talk, but content well above normal. First, compression and economy. Screen dialogue must say the maximum in the fewest possible words. Second, direction. Each exchange of dialogue must turn the beats of the scene in one direction or another across the changing behaviors without repetition. Third, purpose. Each line or exchange of dialogue executes a step in design that builds and arcs the scene around its turning point. All this precision, yet it must sound like talk, using an informal and natural vocabulary complete with contractions, slang, and even if necessary, profanity. Remember, film is not a novel. Dialogue is spoken and gone. If words aren't grasped the instant they leave the actor's mouth, annoyed people suddenly whisper, "What did he say?" Nor is film theater. We watch a movie. We hear a play. The aesthetics of film are 80% visual, 20% auditory. We want to see, not hear, as our energies go to our eyes, only half listening to the soundtrack. Theater is 80% auditory, 20% visual. Our concentration is directed through our ears, only half looking at the stage. The playwright may spin elaborate and ornate dialogue, but not the screenwriter. Screen dialogue demands short, simply constructed sentences, generally a movement from noun to verb to object, or noun to verb to complement in that order. Not, for example, "Mr. Charles Wilson Evans, the chief financial officer at Data Corporation in the 666 building on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, who was promoted to that position 6 years ago after graduating magnum cum laude from Harvard Business School, was arrested today, accused by the authorities of embezzlement from the company's pension fund and fraud in his efforts to conceal the losses." But with a polish. "You know Charlie Evans? CFO at Data Corp? Ha! Got busted. Had his fist in the till. Harvard grad ought to know how to steal and get away with it." The same ideas broken into a series of short, simply constructed, informally spoken sentences, and bit by bit, the audience gets it. Read your dialogue aloud to avoid tongue twisters or accidental rhymes and alliterations, such as, "They're moving their car over there." Never write anything that calls attention to itself as dialogue. Anything that jumps off the page and shouts, "Oh, what a clever line am I." The moment you think you've written a particularly brilliant and memorable line of dialogue that film lovers will quote with affection for decades to come, cut it.